Nation today.
Americans are rushing to help out folks in Haiti, but sadly, beware of the scams that are out there. Lots of anxious parents waiting word on some of the Haitian orphans that were en route to the U.S. In other words, the adoption had been rubber stamped and it was a matter of time. There is a U.S.-Haitian connection, no doubt. Especially in New York, there's a lot of anxiety and mourning as a result of that quake 2 days ago. 7.0 on the Richter scale and still no body count, as it's impossible to do that, treating people who have been wounded and combing through so much of the rubble that frankly flattened Port-au-Prince. And that's what you have, flashlights and digging and Red Cross and Salvation Army people. And the U.S. has some Navy ships on the way and also an aircraft carrier trying to help the folks there, too. So that's where we begin once again on America Tonight. Hope all of you, wherever you are tonight, are warm and comfortable and are not thinking about snows or cold temperatures, as in some cases there has been a break in the weather across the nation. We'll talk about that. Not everybody, though. There's still some pretty cold temperatures, but it's normally what you would deal with in deep parts of the Midwest and even the Southwest. The good news is the crops in Florida, they're trying to save them. They've thawed out, if you will, in and around Orlando as it has started to warm up there. A couple of things that we're going to talk about in this hour of America Tonight include a great fair or foul. Are the penalties actually stiff enough that they're talking about for air security screw-ups? It's about time that somebody had to pay the price for what could be disastrous to any of us who are flying. There are obviously people who are good at what they do, and then there are obviously people in security who either didn't get the right playbook, which that's likely with the TSA, or they just are so used to, they get lulled into the familiarity of the job and what they're doing day after day after day after day, that they don't think twice, like the guard did in Newark, of walking away, not even realizing it was an open door for somebody to get through, which is exactly what happened. Luckily, not a terrorist, but what if it was? And those are the scenarios that could be played out across the U.S. is how many airports do we have? How vulnerable are we with our way of life, which is very open, open door policy, let's say it that way, right? So there's security checks, but there are ways to get through with regional airports, et cetera, that could take you to some of the more urban areas. And then, of course, the talk continues over body scanners. And a big nudist group endorses the use of body scanners, but that's not a surprise because they're nudists. So do they care that you can see everything? It's a question of civil liberties versus safety, or is it all about the money? Because sadly, once again, as always, the cha-ching factor is always there. You always look at that. And it starts with Chertoff and the fact that he was once the Homeland Security guy. And now he's in that position where he gets involved with security companies who are putting together the body scanners. The number one company, the one that's being requested the most, he is a part of and will get big dividends for. So, of course, he's pushing that across the nation when he's a guest on radio talk shows or television shows. And most of them nationally syndicated television shows. That's where you have seen him the most. So there's a little foul play, I think, working there. You know, we're a capitalist country, and certainly someone who leaves office is free to do what they want. But I think he was laying the seeds for it, or so it seems, while he was in office. And that's politics as usual. Nothing new, I think, to anybody who's listening to, sadly, to America Tonight. you had the Four Stooges. Notice I said four. I added an extra one. Well, the Wall Street CEOs were defending their pay practices on the Hill today. And I'll tell you, you can't side with these guys. I mean, can you feel anything for the chief executive officers of Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America? And the answer to that is, you just can't. So you have this commission, and I'm a little skeptical about that, to be honest. Ooh, let's throw this up. It'll look good. It's a layup for me to be on this one. And then you have the top Wall Street bankers apologizing all over themselves for the things that they did that were risky that led to the worst financial crisis since the Depression. And they still, it still seemed as though they thought what was happening was appropriate. The bankers' companies got more than $100 billion our money, taxpayer assistance, to weather the crisis, and they didn't apologize for executive pay that will increase because they survived. So they did, a couple of them did say that they were tweaking compensation as far as leading to excessive risk-taking, tied to that. But so what? They got caught red-handed with their hand in the cookie jar, and the cookies weren't there anymore. People are furious about this. I'm still one of those that are furious about it. You had these record profits and bonuses, and they got trillions of our money, trillions of dollars. And see, this is why you have to care. If you say, I'm removed from this or whatever, I'm in my own corner of the world. You are a taxpayer. You are paying taxes. Your taxes are going up in 2011. But your money, and part of the problem is your money had to bail out those bankers for one. And the deficit just keeps getting worse. So it does affect you. It affects every single one of us. Read my lips. It affects all of us. Even when you think it doesn't, just follow the money ball and you'll find out when you're taxed in 2011, for whatever reason it is, healthcare wouldn't kick in by then, but bigger tax bracket, even if you're in a lower tax bracket, you're probably paying at least 15%, and others are paying maybe up to 40%, and then, of course, you have the higher brackets after that, but who cares? That's people that are filthy rich and they can afford it, right? So Bank of America repaid its bailout money, and what Bank of America says, whoa, look, we don't have any role in this economic crisis, and we don't deserve to be penalized with lower compensation. I mean, leave us alone. Our compensation will be higher than they were in 2008, but, we weren't the ones responsible for this. And then you had the front man for J.P. Morgan saying his employees took cuts in compensation and that they would continue to pay people, and this is laughable almost, in a responsible and disciplined manner. What is a responsible and disciplined manner on Wall Street? I wonder what that number is. Yeah, I don't know. Food for thought, I guess, right? All right, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different areas, including, as I mentioned, what are the penalties that are being talked about for air security problems? That's next on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Kind to save a few lives in the good old USA. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Somebody has shot me an email, Glenn, and he said, Kate, what's the 800 number? You haven't given it out very much. You have said the email address. I have said the email address. You know what? I'm like dyslexic when it comes to numbers. Is there such a thing as dyslexic? But the 800 number is 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two. 800-259-5791. By the way, an update. The Red Cross is saying they're running out of supplies in Haiti. I mean, they're practically out because it's that severe how much they've gone through in trying to help the people that survive this catastrophe as that nation is turned upside down thanks to the 7.0 earthquake. What's kind of cool is, you know, social networking, as much as you might chastise your kids for text messaging, I guess text messages netted over 400,000 for relief, needed relief in Haiti. And I think that's actually a pretty cool use of the text. Personally, I hate it when you get those all day long, but that's good. That's good relief. Walmart gave $600,000 to help the victims in Haiti, and there are other people who are reaching out, so that's all good. Hopefully they get more supplies, medical supplies, because that's what they need as soon as possible. All right, cruel to be kind. Here's the deal on these penalties. You know, you think of some of the major snafus that have happened, and the one that one of the ones that sticks out is the Georgia guy who was sentenced to 10 days in jail and 500 hours of community service, and he wasn't allowed to attend the University of Georgia football games. He passed through a checkpoint at Hartsfield Atlanta International Airport, which is, of course, one of our busiest, 2 months after the terrorist attacks in September 11, 2001. Then you had a man who walked onto the airfield at Midway Airport in 2006. He was sentenced to 18 months of supervision. And more importantly, I guess more recently, is the whole deal that happened in Newark, New Jersey, the breach there. So I'll tell you, it seems to me the penalties, the things of the 18-month supervision, I mean, you got to be kidding. The guy was stinking drunk when he went onto that strip, onto that field. And you know what happened? You're talking major air delays and a panic because people don't know what's happening and when they're going to get going and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, millions and millions of dollars. It's time to take off the handcuffs and call for more than a slap on the wrist in a couple of different directions. There are some that are calling. There's one senator in particular, I think, that is trying to make trespassing a federal offense. Then there are other ideas like six-figure fines, flying bans, and, you know, will harsher punishments, and I think that there should be something maybe jail time-wise or whatever, but will harsher punishments stop anyone from breaking the rules? Will that improve the snafus that happen at the airport? Specifically, one of the senators who's fighting for hardening the rules is Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey, and partly because they had egg on their face as to what happened in Newark. So here's the thing. People that create these scares, what you have to be careful of is what if somebody has had an idiotic, absent-minded moment, right? I mean, where is the scale, I guess? At what point do you say, you know, you got this guy, the 28-year-old Rutgers graduate student who's getting a $500 fine for what he did. He walked through a terminal exit to say goodbye to his girlfriend before she flew to Los Angeles. But what he caused was the cancellation of hundreds of flights and all kinds of problems. And remember, the guard left his post right before he went under the ropes. And see, here's the thing. The TSA suspended the guard that walked away. And the TSA is saying they're looking at their security practices. But, you know, with the fair or foul here, if you're going to go after the people who, whether they do stupid things because they're bombed or they're madly in love with their hot girlfriend so they sneak under the rope or whatever, you have to make that a two-way street with the TSA. You know, the majority of people who get through or the folks that work for the TSA, I mean, they're the last line of defense. Let's face it. They're the ones guarding the door. So they don't come after themselves or find themselves. Yes, there was a suspension in this one guy's case, but they don't find themselves for their mistakes. And maybe they should. Yeah, I think it starts with the whole security thing. Now, the kid who went to go kiss the girlfriend, I think what you probably could do that might, I don't know if this would deter, but you could ban somebody from flying for a while. And if they travel at all, if they have to travel back and forth somewhere, I would think that would be a deterrent. I mean, would that make them realize how serious it is as to what they did? Donovan, what do you think? Do you think if you had that lapse and then all of a sudden the hammer, you know, was slammed down on you and you couldn't fly for a year, 2 years, whatever the sentence was, do you think that would be a deterrent?
It's hard to say. I think that might almost be a little bit too harsh, but on the other hand, we do know that these lapses are more common than we'd like them to be, so maybe that would be enough? I don't know.
Yeah, I think with the banning the flying thing, it may depend on how much you fly or how important that is to you. If, for example, if you're a business person and there's just no way around it, you can talk about technology all you want, but if you have to be in certain places for business, boy, you'd really be stuck if you couldn't get to whatever the destination was that you had to arrive at, the home office, etc. So if that's the case, that would be a pretty stiff penalty. But something has to be done. And what clearly there are holes, massive holes in the system. And it can't be something that's examined, discussed, committee meetings, and then 3 years from now, we come on America Tonight and nothing has changed. I'm so tired of that. We've talked about the visa thing forever. Nothing's different there. We still don't know. Visas expire or whatever. That's ridiculous to me. As a country as great as this, with the minds that we have here, from 2001 all the way swinging into 2010, we can't figure out when people come into our country on visas, work visas, whatever, student visas, we don't know when the visa is up. And then we're suddenly so shocked when occasionally you trace that visa and it turns out that the person was living under the wire for a couple of years and they were planning something, like the kid in Dallas who wanted to blow up the building, or the guy in Denver who wanted to go after the subways, it looked like, in New York. And if it weren't for somebody infiltrating their particular world, an FBI agent, and befriending them, we don't know what would have happened. We don't know what would have happened in those two scenarios. So clearly, there has to be something. There has to be a serious change in security in general. And, you know, the onus is obviously going to be on the wherever the location is. Newark Airport, JFK, LaGuardia, I'm saying New York because of problems that have happened there before. Logan in Boston, the Philadelphia International Airport, the Midway Airport in Chicago, heavily trafficked. The Phoenix Airport, heavily trafficked. Orlando, heavily trafficked. Very loosey-goosey. I mean, one thing that I know I've said this, but even when you get your luggage, I mean, how many people, when you go to get your luggage, do they ever check your bag tags? Never. I have never had my bag tags checked. Only if they lost a bag and I had to give them my tag. Other than that, I mean, I could walk out of the terminal with anyone's bag. Whoever bag is there, I could, unless they saw me, but I could pretty much grab it and walk out and nobody would know the difference. I think that's kind of a problem, don't you? Stay with us. Meet you on the flip side.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
All right, the news of health care, so-called health care reform, really bogus health insurance reform, they should rename it, still is out there hanging in the balance, but doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon. There are a couple of people behind the scenes who are pushing to make sure that it doesn't happen. It's the usual suspects, like Senator John Boehner, for one, who has railed against it from the very beginning. And we keep saying the same thing. Whatever side of the seesaw you're on this one, it's nobody's liking it. Whether you really were massively liberal and you want to see socialized medicine, it's not happening. And if you're on the super uber conservative, massively conservative other side of it, and you wanted to see really the insurance companies much more regulation there, you're not seeing it. So not really, truly, the people who are the happiest about this possibilities of this bill or this legislation, it's the same players in the same play that we keep saying. It's the insurance companies and Big Pharma. And, you wonder why. So do you know that 3 out of 4 people who work for the federal government are actually private contractors? Yeah. Think about that for a second. What is the separation now between the public and the private sector? Really, capitalism and democracy, it's like alphabet soup. You just mix it all around in the same bowl. And that's what we're seeing in Washington, D.C. That's what it's become. The big hot air that emanates from Foggy Bottom is the mixture of really what's that blurred line. It's the political elites and the financial elites. If you're part of one of those two crowds, you are in, baby. You are on your way to the Super Bowl. But everybody else is on the outside looking in. It's a very strange feeling that you were really starting to see in the threads of what we talk about even more, so much more here on America Tonight. And I thought about that because of the march of the CEOs explaining themselves away about the bank crises and the failings and the taxpayers having to bail them out, and then how horrified everybody was when they learned of the huge bonuses for the people at Goldman Sachs. Mark in New York, hello, how are you doing?
Okay, thank God you're there. I just got woken up. I had a nightmare. You want to hear it?
Oh, is it? Okay, are you going to, you didn't go to any tea parties this time, right?
No.
What happened?
On a camping trip, myself and a few friends, we planned a trip to go camping to a national park. And the day we were leaving, they didn't show up. So I went by myself. And as I'm pulling into the park, the truck broke down. So I had to walk up to the gatehouse. And as I got in my truck, it got real creepy. I got a real creepy feeling. And the closer I got to this gatehouse, and there was this guy there, I guess the gatekeeper or the park, whatever, he worked for the park. And real creepy, you know, with the brown shoes, the brown wool socks with the garters on them. He had shorts on with hems on the outside and like a $2 watch you get in the cereal box with the safari round hat. And when I got up to him, he turned around. You know who it was?
Who?
Harry Reid.
Ba-dum-bump. Harry Reid in your nightmare is a frightening thing, although I can picture it.
Thank you for being there, Kate.
All right, you go back to sleep, my friend. You know what? Speaking of the nightmare thing, it is interesting, they say, how you can interpret dreams. And it is politics have actually, it's funny he's making a joke, Marcus, but politics have actually melded into some of my dreams. And it makes no sense. Usually I wake up and I just remember bits and pieces. Donovan, do you dream? Are you a dreamer? When you fall asleep, do you remember some of what you know, what was happening in your head in the morning?
Frequently, but it's often odd and inexplicable.
Like alligators are flying through the air and chasing you, and they have part of their body is like a dog or something that makes no sense.
It starts from there and gets increasingly weird.
Yeah, I have the same kind of dreams. It is odd. I mean, I love your word, inexplicable. That's what I would describe my dreams as. So maybe the lucky one in this scenario is Mark, because his dream wasn't actually that bad. All right, this is a new nightmare, I think, for the Obama administration. In a new Quinnipiac University poll that was released on Wednesday, U.S. voters were split 45-45 on whether Obama's first year was a success or failure. So the polling is showing, or it's suggesting, I think, that independent voters are turning away from Obama as he gets ready for the anniversary of the January 20th inauguration, which would be officially the first year, I guess. And there is still those who think there is hope for the administration. It's early on, whatever, and he's definitely more popular than what his actual policies are. I think it's fair to say that. But you have these other polls. The CBS News poll shows Obama's job approval ratings at 46%, and that's the first time he's been below 50 in that survey. Then you had the CNN Opinion Research Survey, and they were rating Obama's performance since he took office. 48% judged it as a failure. Wow, 47% a success. I mean, it really pretty much is split. And it's, you know, there's no doubt there are challenging economic times. The crisis is really what we're in the middle of, if we're being honest about it. The two wars, the terror attack, the botched attack on Christmas Day, all these things that have happened, especially recently. But the report card from the American people is mixed, absolutely. And there's a narrow margin with the respondents on whether the United States would have been better off had Obama's opponent, John McCain, won last year's election. You know what it was? 35-37. Now, to take this a step further so that it makes a little more sense, if we're going to dive into the numbers, the 50% job approval barrier is pretty much seen as a crucial one for presidents, right? you know, how with Bush, they were constantly giving you that as he started to go lower in the polls. But it affects their ability to get support for the policies in Congress, because nobody's riding the coattails in this political game of somebody whose approval rating is in the dumps. Again, they're always playing for the next election. So one of the Obama's main goals is that's failed is what's happened with the political divide. He didn't really bridge that gap at all. Remember, that was one of the big things. You might not have voted for me, but I'll get your vote. That's with the people. But for the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress, if anything, it feels much more bitter. And especially this health care reform bill. While it could be coming closer to passing, although I hope not, but there is a big price that's being paid for this. And we're going to pay the price, too. I mean, trust me. It's, you know, if it looks too good, seems too good, you know what they say, there's no free lunches. Just I remember that in heading into this whole process. There were a couple of simple things that could have been tweaked that would have made a vast difference, I think, for many of us. But they didn't do that. Instead, it's special interests, and you give me this, and I'll give you that, and I'll jump on your bill, and it scares me to death. And trust me, we'll be massively dissecting it when it happens, if it does. It scares me to death to think of what's going to actually be in the final version and you know, what we thought could be there, but maybe something we didn't know. I think it's the tax issue, because how do you pay? You keep going back to the pay thing. And, you know, sadly, when you're making 45, 50, 60, even if you're making 80, you subtract that amount of money and mouths to feed and everything else, and before you know it, with the tax bracket, boy, you are dangerously close to living paycheck to paycheck and having nothing, no reserves, which will make it really tough with the taxes that we're talking about. All right, and moving a little bit forward with some of the other things, there's a new Gallup poll that does find that support among Americans for healthcare legislation has gone up a little bit since November. 49% of Americans say, do you believe this, they want their member of Congress to vote for the legislation, compared to 46 who want a no vote. So that has changed a little bit. CNN has a poll out, and in their poll, and I mentioned this before, 50% backed Obama's handling of terrorism. CBS News put that figure at 52 and found that 57% approved of the way he managed the Christmas attack. That's pretty high, compared to 29% who disapproved. You know, if this president bounces back and those numbers go a little bit higher, it's the economy. And, you know, that's where the details are, because of what I think is going to be terribly crippling with the taxation, unless that changes somehow. How you pay and overcome that deficit, though, has to be the Democratic way of taxing more. So I don't see a change in philosophy with what's happening on the Hill. So I think that we will see those taxes. Wow. Be curious a year from now. Just take it. I'm writing all these numbers down. Be curious a year from now if they've changed that much, if we tweak it how they've changed. Hey, speaking of numbers, you know, television folks live and die by the ratings. Thus, you have careers that are born or reignited, like American Idol. They get gigantic numbers, or any of the Law and Orders are always pretty top 10-ish material. So they've been around for a long time. NCIS, you know, some of the shows that many of you might watch during the week. But the late night wars have gotten pretty interesting with the whole Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien debacle. We'll let you hear a little bit of that coming up on the flip side.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
What would happen if you fell into a black hole? Can we see back to the beginning of time? What if Einstein never realized E equals MC squared? Every week, Guide to the Cosmos on WebTalkRadio.net takes you on an adventure through the universe, sometimes way out there, and sometimes right here at home. And we do this in plain English, so even if you fear physics and are allergic to math, you'll still love Guide to the Cosmos on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, I think Conan O'Brien had it right when he said he didn't want anyone to feel sorry for him. I mean, come on, man. The guy's getting $30 million, right? He gets $30 million from the network if they completely dumped him, and he's making great coin, and he knows it, and he said it. He said he's had a great career, 17 years of just a great career. Other things that he's done, writing for The Simpsons, etc. But what's interesting is Jay Leno's, man, Jay Leno's, you know, ratings have really tanked. And that 10 p.m. slot, what were they thinking? So they move him out of The Tonight Show, put this whole Jay Leno thing together at 10. People, this is East Coast time, and people have other shows they're watching. I mean, it's like three times tonight on the show I've said, I think we're smarter than the people in place. We're smarter than the politicians, and obviously most of us are smarter than the television executives, although that doesn't take much. What were they thinking in this Jay Leno experiment? And now it's gone off the tracks, and it's created some interesting commentary across the board from other late-night hosts and other people making fun of the whole Leno thing. And most of it's Leno. Leno's getting slammed. It's been a complete disaster, I think, for him. He's the one who's becoming the face of this whole thing. He's the real fall guy here for sure, because he's not budging, and he's going to bump out Conan O'Brien, I guess, because O'Brien won't go to 12:05. So they'll probably have to cut him out of his contract. Okay, here's the snippets that somebody put together that we are now airing for you. Check it out.
I take pride in one thing. I leave NBC primetime the same way I found it, a complete disaster. Now, suppose that we were moving to 11:30, but even this is not sure. See, my people are upset, Conan's people are upset. Hey, NBC said they wanted drama at 10. Now they got it.
Because I plan to continue putting on a great show night after night while stealing as many office supplies as human.
Once again, I did not get the Tonight Show.
Again!
Ladies and gentlemen, please, you keep that up, and this monologue won't start till 12:05. And good evening, everybody. I'm Conan O'Brien, the new host of Last Call with Carson Daly. A 6.5 earthquake hit California. Did you know that? True story, yeah. The earthquake was so powerful, it knocked Jay Leno's show from 10 o'clock to 11:35.
See, that show, James, he's got nothing. Even when they fire people, it's a rerun. Didn't we just get fired in May?
Yeah. So, again, makes for some pretty good fodder. And Conan O'Brien, he's saying whatever he wants to say at this point, and I guess Jay Leno is playing that drama out pretty much in his own way, but it has to be a tad awkward, to say the least. Wonder if the ratings will go up on the Leno show or for Conan O'Brien. The fate of Jay's show and Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon is just hanging there in the balance, because they're continuing to negotiate it. And one thing that's happened for sure is the affiliates, where many of you are. I said this the other night. Think of it this way. You're in Lexington. You're in Illinois. You're in Missouri, wherever you are. You're in Kansas, and your local television station that was looking for that solid NBC lineups, they can continue to bring you programming so they can keep the station on the air if you want to get down to that low level. They need the good lead-ins, and they're complaining about the Leno show. It didn't get big numbers. So his primetime show is going to be gone, and the idea was that he was returning to late night. But now you have Conan O'Brien saying that's not happening. You know, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do the 12:05 thing. So it makes it sticky as to what will happen. Here's what I think is going to happen. I'm going to look into the crystal ball. I mean, I wish I could do this with healthcare reform, but as much information I've got off the cuff and as much that is public knowledge, the real juicy stuff is behind closed doors, and there hasn't been any great leaks on that stuff. But there have been a lot of leaks on this late night wars deal. I think what will happen, as long as they're continuing to say that Leno is going back, then there's just no way Conan O'Brien's going to go at 12:05. There's no way. I think he's going to hold to that. So if that's the case, would NBC really want to eat $30 million, because they'd have to let him go? And I'm assuming they, because he would lose the Tonight Show, that's why they're messing around with this 12:05 time. They're going to have to pay him $30 million if he does not have the Tonight Show, and he knows it. That they all know it, and it's the stupidity of the network. Wonder how much this will help, like David Letterman, for example. If it will help at all, right? So you would think that NBC will put Law and Order back to where it was and put all those other programs there, I guess, or they'll scramble to look for a new program, since they racked up, you know, got rid of so many of the other things that they had. Crazy. Do you don't have television, Donovan, so you don't watch the late night stuff, but I know you pay attention to what's going on through the internet and papers and all that stuff. This is crazy, isn't it, with this whole Tonight Show chair deal, isn't it?
Well, you know, television executives are not known for being able to make a decision and stick to it.
Yeah, to say the least. They are.
Leno's just glad he's not on Fox, or he would have been canceled immediately and replaced with some reality show involving dating a has-been celebrity like Jay Leno.
Yeah, there you go. Ba-dum-bum. You needed that. You needed that rim shot there for that one. That was pretty good. It's true. And I think that unless Leno completely decides to step away, which I've heard there's just no way that's not happening, that they'll have to pay the $30 million. It's craziness. Speaking of craziness, a couple of quick follow-ups on some lighter fare, if you will, as we're always talking about such heavy stuff here. So much so, I guess, that Mark in upstate New York is getting nightmares. Tiger Woods, I know you're going to cry some big tears for him, too, because, gosh, he doesn't have any money or any cars or any women, right? He's not going to get those free cars anymore. Yep, GM is ending their deal, but they were wrapping up that deal anyway. But they had an agreement with him that would that gave him free access to the cars over and over again. He had an endorsement contract with the Buick brand in 2008, but the an arrangement stayed in place that allowed him to keep a bunch of loaner cars. But I guess they decided, man, we don't have to loan those cars to him anymore because it's not really helping us anymore. So guess what? He lost those cars. They pulled them out since the crash. And they decided that it was done December 31st. We're done with you, Tiger. We don't really need that image, so we're not going to worry about whether or not you're driving around in one of our loaner cars, right? It's funny because the president, of all the things that are going on, with health care reform, with the horrible economic situation, with massive amounts of problems in Al-Qaeda and the thwarted attempt on December 25th and what's happening in Afghanistan. And, you know, I could go on and on with the list. Of all things, the president has asked about Tiger Woods. I mean, I don't know who asked the question, but at some point he was doing one of those press conferences, news conferences, whatever. Because it's, you know, you can kind of flip a coin. Is it news or is it press? Or is it made-up information? Well, when he was doing the little fantasy made-up information thing that all the politicians do, it's not just on Obama, it's everyone all the way down. Somebody asked him a question about whether or not Tiger Woods could redeem himself. And, of course, what do you think the answer is going to be? No, as President of the United States, I'd like to say that Tiger Woods, it's impossible for him to ever save face. And, of course, he says, absolutely, he can redeem himself. Ridiculousness, right? Like he's concerned about that. But speaking of saving face, Mark McGwire, there's been a lot of reaction to Mark McGwire's interview with Bob Costas specifically. But, you know, he also talked to AP and a few others. And there's no question that there are a lot of people that continue to cringe over seeing McGwire admit to the steroid use, and part of it is the timing thing. And he was he looked uncomfortable to me, and I think it was sincere that he got upset. But there are people that were much harder on McGwire than me, and they don't think that he was very contrite. They think it was an act and a setup. I don't know. I don't think that it was a setup, but I think that we can't buy his sob story, and he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. You might have a different take on that or a few of the other things that we were tossing about on this Hour of America Tonight. Feel free to shoot me that old email at americatonight.net. It was Mark Twain who said, life does not consistent mainly or even largely of... Life does not... I butchered that, didn't I? Life does not consist mainly or even largely of facts and happenings. It consists mainly of the stream of thought that is forever flowing through one's head. Oh, I felt that one.